AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's first full day back in the White House included a meeting with congressional leaders, announcing an investment in artificial intelligence infrastructure, and firing people. More than 1,000, he said, were not aligned with his vision. But Sagar Meghani reports he also heard some criticism of that vision.
During an interfaith service at Washington National Cathedral,
I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country. We're scared now.
The Reverend Marianne Buddy, Washington's Episcopal bishop, urged the president to show compassion for LGBTQ plus people and undocumented workers.
The vast majority of immigrants are not criminals.
Asked about the service after returning here.
Not too exciting, was it? I didn't think it was a good service, no. Thank you very much.
Thank you, press.
They can do much better.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons has released all of the more than 200 people locked up for their roles in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol, while judges have been dismissing dozens of pending cases, this after the president granted clemency to all 1,500-plus charged. Israel's top generals resigned, citing security and intelligence failures related to Hamas's surprise attack that triggered the war in Gaza. So far, the ceasefire in Gaza is holding, but Israel launched a military operation against Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian health officials say at least 9 people killed. Forecasters are warning dangerous Santa Ana winds will buffet Southern California for at least 2 more days. New wildfires broke out today while crews are still trying to douse the 2 largest.
1, 2, 3.
And that's the sound of nuns having a snowball fight in Louisiana. A winter storm brought snow to spots from Texas to Florida, with more than 9 inches falling in New Orleans. This is AP News. The Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2025 has been announced. Gethin Kulbaugh reports it'll include a legendary outfielder and 2 star pitchers.
Ichiro Suzuki has become the first Japanese player chosen for baseball's Hall of Fame, voted in along with C.C. Sabathia and Billy Wagner. Suzuki received 393 of 394 votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Sabathia was on 342 ballots and Wagner on 325. The trio will be inducted into the Hall at Cooperstown on July 27th, along with Classic Era Committee inductees Dave Parker and Dick Allen. Carlos Beltran fell 19 votes short of election with 277 and was followed by Andrew Jones with 261. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In the latest place artificial intelligence is being employed? Snowboarding. The X Games this week in Aspen will experiment judging the half pipe using AI. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.